I haven't got it started. I'm scared to call them. I mean, I see several little call scripts, but I don't want to sound like, you know, I'm reading off of paper. So I just want to know, like, I mean, what's a good approach? Like, I don't know. I think I'll just freak out when I call.
And the couple of key things to keep in mind is that you have to be yourself. So you're right to say, I don't want to read off a script because I don't want to sound like I'm reading off a script, because that's totally what you don't want, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But you can go, you can use a script as a guideline. And so do you use a property information worksheet where you have a specific amount of information you're gathering from people? Do you have something like that?
I don't know.
Okay. All right, so in the Facebook group, there, under the files section, there's one there that I've put up there. It's called the Property Information Worksheet. And it's got all the basic information that you're going to want to get from a seller when you talk to them. Now, you don't necessarily have to get all of it in one call, okay? It could be over the course of a couple calls. The biggest thing is to just start the conversation and see if they're even interested in selling. Because a lot of people will be like, no, I have no interest whatsoever. Other people will dump their entire life story on you, and you'll find out that they're not only motivated, but, you know, they have all kinds of horror stories and all that, you know. So you just kind of, I mean, you know, you're going to run across everything. And it's normal to be afraid. I mean, it's perfectly normal to be afraid, especially, you know, your first 20 or so. And then you're going to be like, okay, I got this. And then you're going to get somebody who screams at you, and you're going to be like, okay, this sucks. And then you're going to get past it, and you're going to do it again, and you're going to be like, okay, I got this, and then that's, you know, really normal, but just be yourself. So let's say, as an example, the two vacants and the one unkempt that you were looking at, is I would just call them up, okay, so you find the seller information, I give them a call, I'd be like, hey, okay, let's say I pull up and it's Tom Jones that owns the house, okay? If they answer the phone, I'd be like, hey, Tom, is this Tom Jones? And they'd be like, yes, and I'd say, hi, my name is Courtney, and I was driving around your neighborhood the other day. I'm looking for houses to buy in that area, and I ran across yours, and I was wondering if you're interested or have even considered selling it, okay? So it's super easy. That's me. That's my personality, okay? Now, yours might be a little bit more formal. Somebody else's might be more, you know, scripted and more detailed. And, you know, I'm an investor and I like to buy houses, and yours fits my criteria. Everybody has to have whatever feels comfortable for them, okay? I just talk to people all day long, whether it's a seller or somebody like you that I'm randomly helping from Facebook, or, you know, a person that I run into the grocery store, all like myself, because that's the easiest thing for me to be, is just myself, you know? And I find that people like that because it's just, they don't feel like, you know, how when you meet some people and you talk to them, there's that guarded feeling sometimes where you're like, I feel like they're hiding something, or feel like they're not being full. Well, and that comes from trying to be someone else or trying to fit a script or trying to, you know, so it's just, let's do it this way. I'll do it first. And then you do it. So you can learn from me. So you be Mrs. Jones. I'm calling you about the house, okay?
Okay.
So ring, ring, ring.
Hello, or hi.
Hi, is this Arnisha?
Yes. How can I help you?
Yeah, hi. My name is Courtney, and I was driving around your neighborhood this week, and I was looking for a house to buy, and I noticed your house, and I'm wondering if by any chance you have considered selling it.
Yeah, I've been thinking about it.
Oak Street. Yeah, the one on Oak Street?
Yes.
Okay, so you've been thinking about it. Are you living in it? Because it looked like it might be vacant.
I'm not, actually.
Okay. So it is vacant? Did you have, like, renters that moved out, or what happened?
Yeah, they moved out maybe a few years ago, so it's just been sitting.
Oh, my gosh, a few years ago. Wow. Have you had some challenges with it, or have you had some issues yourself, or what's going on? What's taken so long?
Well, I moved out of state, so I'm just tired of dealing with it.
Right, absolutely.
I'm just ready to sell.
Okay. Have you tried selling it, like, with a realtor or listing it or anything like that?
I haven't yet, just because I'm out of state, so I don't know. I just want to let the property go.
Okay. Okay. Do you owe a balance on it, a mortgage on it, or do you own it free and clear, or?
Yes.
you have a mortgage on it, so you've been making two payments for this long?
Yes.
Wow, that's gotta hurt.
It does. That's
been,
yes.
Okay. It looked like from size-wise, it's probably a three-bedroom, two-bath in that area. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And, like, what kind of condition do you think it's in? Have you seen it since the people moved out of it?
No, I haven't, but since it's been sitting, I'm pretty sure it's probably a mess in there.
Right. So probably needs, like, a ton of work inside and everything like that. Okay.
Yes.
Well, what do you think you'd want to get from the property? Do you have any idea?
What price were you thinking?
Well, I'd have to see inside to really know. I would say ballpark for that area, and considering how much work it needs, probably I'm going to be at around 140-ish. But that's, of course, without seeing the inside of it. So obviously, once I could see the inside of it, I can give you a more firm number, but that's probably going to be around the range I'm going to be in.
Okay. That might work. When do you want to see it?
Obviously, I don't want you to come back to another state just to show me the house. Is there somebody here that has a key, or is there a spare key somewhere on the property or something like that?
Yeah, one of the neighbors down the street has a key, so I can call the neighbor.
Okay, all right. I think that would work perfect. If they can show it to me later on today, I'd love to see it, or even tomorrow if that works better for them. Why don't you give them a call, and then I'll give you a call back in about 30 minutes or so, and we'll see if we can't get it coordinated.
Okay, sounds like a plan.
Okay, excellent. All right, now, couple things that I did at the end there, I closed that with me taking control of calling them back, okay? So that's one thing. You always want to try to make it so that you're the one calling them back, not saying to them, okay, well, talk to your neighbor and then give me a call back, because that could be like 4 weeks from now, okay? So I sort of just gave them a time deadline, like, okay, you call your neighbor and I'm going to call you back in 30 minutes, you know? Now, the reality is they may not get a hold of the neighbor within 30 minutes because life happens and the neighbor may work or be at a doctor's appointment or whatever, but at least I'm taking control of that and not waiting like 3 or 4 weeks for, you know, them to get around to it, you know?
Right.
And then did you see how I just kind of flowed through the conversation? I empathized with, oh my gosh, you've been making two payments for that long? That's horrible. You know, that's got to be, so I'm kind of pushing that button a little bit and, you know, finding that stressor point for them, you know, the price range. I usually I'm going to know a price range if I've driven around and looking at houses in that area. I know what they're going for. Let's say they're going for 220, and you just told me it's probably a mess inside, so I know it's going to be $60,000 rehab type of thing. I want to put them at the right price range kind of going in. If I think I might be in the 140 to 150 range, I'm going to say the lower, you know, just so that's setting their mind, you know, for that. And then if I think I'm going to be, if I think it might be higher, I'm going to still offer the lower number, because I'd much rather have you thinking 140 going in. And then when I come out, I'm like, oh yeah, I could actually probably go to, you know, if you say to me, well, I feel like I'm going to want 150, then I feel like I can move up to that. But if I start you at 150, it's harder to get you back down to 140. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Okay.